So today I want to talk about two things. One, I want to go over again what I'm doing right now of the 3.6 million. And two, I want to talk about the thing that we grew up learning to do and not even realize it. We spend a lot of our time fighting, resisting the things that we don't want in life, the things we don't like. We spend most of our time focused on them, battling them, fighting them, discussing them, mulling them over, and so forth, rather than just letting them go, putting our attention on what we want, and letting them fade away. Because we've been taught that if we just turn away from these things we don't like, that they will get bigger like a monster and in power, get empowered and, you know, then come for us or whatever. I don't know exactly what the fear is, but we seem to think that we constantly need to focus on them, talk about them, all these things. It can be anything, anything simple in your life that you don't like. So we constantly focus on it, constantly talk about it. The news media works on that principle. I don't watch the news simply because it upsets me. And it's not what's on the news that upsets me, because this stuff happens all over the world and it has happened for as long as man, even before man has been here. There have been hurricanes, there have been floods, there have been wars, all kinds of things. It just been here forever. That's not what upsets me. It's the outright lies that the news media presents the information with. Most of the information is so distorted, so full of lies, it's not even close to anything that happened. A lot of times, it doesn't even exist. I know that would bring up a discussion and argument and so forth, but over the years, seen quite a few things, witnessed them myself, and then watched it on the news or read it in a newspaper. And to be quite honest, the two things that I read in the newspaper and what I've witnessed aren't even closely related. I'm not sure exactly what reporters do or how they come up with this stuff, but regardless, half the time, it's more misinformation by leaving things out. That's what upsets me. So, you know, people get educated through the news media, and it's not even true. That's not the discussion, though. That's something that upsets me, you see. So, in order to relieve myself of that, what can I do? I can't change the news media. I can't take over all the news stations and change them all. And I don't need to. They are the way they are, and they choose to be that way, and that's their right. What I need to do is focus on something else. I simply don't associate it with my... I don't associate with the news media. I don't watch it. I don't look at it. I don't turn the channel to that channel. I don't read the paper. It just, to me, does not exist. And I'm using this as an example. It still exists, and in a sense it won't go away unless more people decide to ignore it. Then basically it would go away, or it would change appropriately to what everybody wants. This, as an example, is exactly how most things will work with us. As we ignore them, they go away. As an example, a tree in the fall goes to sleep, takes its attention away from all that's around, pulls its sap into the ground, and basically goes to sleep. As it does that, the leaves die off, turn yellow, orange, all different colors, and then fall off the tree. Simply vanish. The tree doesn't even notice it because he doesn't pay attention to the leaves anymore. Now, this story is, of course, not 100% accurate. I'm just trying to use it as an example. In the springtime, the tree awakens. And as he awakens, new leaves emerge. And there they are, the new leaves. And they then form part of the tree's attention. In the fall, as the tree takes his attention away and goes back to sleep, the leaves fall away. And this is the same of our reality. What happens on the news is non-existent to me. Every now and then someone mentions something and I sort of almost have to step back a bit and I go, wow, this is what's going on, or this is what you hear, or this is what you believe. And then I simply let go. What that is the world, the universe, has all kinds of things like products in a store. And they simply show it to you and say, are you interested? And if I look for a split second, have no emotional response to it, and turn away, it simply goes away. For me. Not for everyone else, but for me it does. It will also go away for those who turn away from it, same as myself. So the idea of this creating, of the 3.6 million, is not to fight and remove the things in our lives and our world that we don't like. It's to put our energy and attention to something we do like. And if we put our attention to something we do like, we put our energy there. And as we put our energy there, it grows and the rest fades away. Now, a lot of it still stays for other people because their attention is on it, but not us, so we don't have it. That would mean if your attention is not on these things, on devastation by hurricanes, floods, earthquakes, and so forth, you would not end up in a place like that because your attention and focus is not there. So you would, even if you were living there, you would have moved by some coincidences, by being offered a job or met someone or decided to live somewhere else. Because the universe will make sure of that automatically without your eye having to do anything for it. It simply will not put something that does not belong in our lives in there. It's not forced upon us. So, as our attention's not there, it simply does not exist. So as we pay our attention on our 3.6 million, that's where our energy goes. As we do that, we put less attention on the other things. And each time, each day, you have an option. Put your attention on something you dislike or hate, or put your attention on something that brings you joy, 3.6 million. I mean, that's part of the point of the 3.6 million, is to make them so great that you can put your attention there rather than on the subject that you dislike. So, the important thing is with this, is not to try to change everything or anything in your life. What I've been doing and realizing as I do this every day more and more, I realize more and more every day that it's very simplistic. I don't need to change anything in my life. How, what I do, where I go, my job, what I do at a job, who I work with, my house, my home. Everything stays exactly the way it is. Just leave it exactly the way it is. But put my attention on the 3.6 million. So I'm adding the 3.6 million to my life. And I'm adding the experience by that to my life. So instead of doing the reverse, always trying to get rid of the bad stuff, trying to remove the bad stuff, what we need to do is work on the opposite side by adding to our lives, adding what we want. It's like a big pail. The pail basically is always full because the universe always delivers to us constantly. So the pail's full. It might be full of crap, but it's full. What we try to do is we try to take the crap out, but by that we're focusing on the crap, and so the universe sees more crap and puts more crap in. So the pail always stays full, no matter how much we try to take out of it. So instead, we're just leaving the pail, and we're adding the 3.6 million, and by that adding the experience of the 3.6 million, and how we feel. You see, now the pail begins to overflow. And what's flowing out? The crap that we don't really want. As we begin to add to our life the things that we want, and we do it in such a way that we're experiencing things before we have them, by that adding the experience of having them already to our lives, they go into our pail. And our pail begins again to overflow, and all the crap flows out. This is what I'm noticing, what happens by adding to our life. So, we want to go towards adding more joy, adding the things we like. So each time we focus on something we like, in other words, looking at something we like, that makes us laugh, smile, be happy, that goes into our pail. And our pail overflows, but it's the crap that we don't like is what flows out. It's the crap that we don't pay attention to that flows out. So each time we pay attention to the things that we like, that goes into our pail. What we haven't been paying attention to, or removing our attention away from automatically by focusing over here, that stuff begins to flow out the top of the pail and run away. It just disappears. The universe basically removes it for us. So what this leads me to, the conclusion that this leads me to, is we're not really able to remove stuff out of our lives. That's something I've been trying to do all my life and been unsuccessful at, no matter how. What I realize now is I've always been successful at adding to my life, but I've spent all my time trying to remove stuff, not really add it. And so the success has been limited. It's been limited to my adding. So most of my life, you know, when I had a job I didn't like, I put attention on it. I was trying to remove the job, remove the situation in the job, remove all the things about it that I didn't like. When that, in its place, by my trying to remove it, I caused more of it. Which is exactly what happens as I look and think back. The more I tried to remove it, the more it became. So we want to add. By thinking about the 3.6 million and just adding them. So when I envision them, in a sense, we can use that word, I simply add them. I don't try to change anything, because by changing something in my life, I get into right away thinking about what I perhaps don't want or what I want to remove from my life, rather than thinking about what I want to add. So I simply stick to adding the 3.6 million. In other words, wherever I sit, I'm there. If I'm sitting in my boat, perhaps I'm doing some tiling, wherever I am, I'm simply adding the 3.6 million into my bank account. Which makes it really, really simple. Extremely simple, actually, because I don't have to do all this removing. And best of all, I'm not thinking about what I want to remove out of my life. I'm just thinking about what I want in my life. So this morning, as an example, we had problems with our stove. in the boat. It's in an oil-heated stove. I couldn't quite get the thing to work properly, and it wasn't flowing the oil, and I couldn't figure out where the problem was. Finally, after going through one scenario after another, well, at first I realized I was getting upset. Then I realized I was having an emotional attachment to what's physically happening. And guess what? The situation was getting worse and worse. It seemed like it wasn't improving, it was getting worse. I'd fix one area and it seemed like another area wasn't working. You know, I'd get the flow going in this pipe that was clogged, and all of a sudden the float switch wasn't working anymore. Then the little pump wasn't working anymore. So I let go, and I just said, okay, well, this is fine. Remember, you got $3.6 million in the bank. $3.6 million in the bank. Nothing has changed. Okay, everything is as it is, but I have $3.6 million in my bank. So just leave everything as it is. Yeah, the stove's not working, this is not working. Here it's cold this morning. I'd like to have some warmth. But I have $3.6 million in the bank. So what does it feel like to have $3.6 million in the bank? So this doesn't really matter anyway, right? Because I could pick up the phone, I phone that place just down the road there, and I'd say, you got one of them Dixon stoves? And they go, yeah. Can you have someone bring it down and install it this afternoon? Sure we can. I could do that. I could do a lot of things. Again, I'm focusing on the stove. So I switch again. I have $3.6 million in the bank. $3.6 million in the bank. How does it feel? See, it takes pressure off. I have $3.6 million in the bank. It's not such a big deal. It's a little cool this morning in the boat. Again, I've switched back to the boat and the coolness and the stove not working. Switch back to the $3.6 million. I'm still not quite getting a bit of a feeling for it. See, I want to switch my emotional attachment from the stove being broken to my having $3.6 million. Because somehow, having $3.6 million in the bank, sitting there in the bank, makes everything better and everything less, less painful, less irritating. It's not such a big deal. For some reason, that's how it works for me. It may not do that for you, but I think it does. It seems to work like that for a lot of people. But that's how I associate the $3.6 million. See, it just simply lets everything kind of be. $3.6 million means I can go for breakfast this morning. I don't have to worry about money or nothing. Hey, now there's an idea. Going for breakfast. Ooh, nice hot coffee, bacon and eggs. Hey, it's sun shining. The sun's coming out. See, now I'm realizing there's more wonderful things in my life. The sun shines out. I'm realizing I can go for breakfast, have some nice coffee, bacon and eggs. While I was doing this, I changed my feeling. My emotions started to change. And then I continued tinkering with the stove. Looking at the float switch, doing this, running downstairs, doing this. I'm still doing it, but I don't have my emotions attached to it anymore. It's not irritating me. It's just a stove. You know, it's really nothing. The $3.6 million in the bank that I have sitting in my bank account, now that is something. This is nothing. A few minutes later, 15 minutes, 20 minutes later, just a little bit of light tinkering, and bingo, all of a sudden it clicked and started to work like a darn. I'm not even sure what I did. I didn't really do anything. I took one more piece apart, looked at it, put it back together. It didn't really still work. And then I turned the valve a little bit, and I looked at it some more, went downstairs, looked at this, went back upstairs, turned the valve again. And something in there, in between all that, and maintaining my happiness state, realizing it's sunny out, realizing I'm going to go for a neat breakfast, which I really love doing because breakfast is my favorite meal. That's why it's such a big deal for me. Realizing I have 3.6 million, and that's really a joyful thing because of a lot of reasons. See, that 3.6 million means a lot to me, not so much the money. Well, the money too, but it's something I created, something I made. And yes, at this time, it's not there yet, but to me it is. So I keep saying this thing over and over again. To me it is, and more I experience it every day. Something happened the other day also that was associated with money, and it had no effect on me whatsoever because I had 3.6 million in the bank. So if something negative happened with money, and I can't even remember it now, it's because I gave it no association of emotions. No emotions were tied to it, so it's really not stuck in my memory. I just know there was something there. I can't remember what it was, and I don't really care. But the point is, it had no effect on me because I have 3.6 million in the bank, so it's really meant nothing. So that loss of that money, whatever it was, meant nothing in the totality of what I have. And so it's gone. And probably won't even happen again. Or if it does, it will still have no significance in my life. What that means is that the universe is basically creating more of the positive things than of the negative. Normally something like that, whatever it was, would have upset me, maybe even worried me. Who knows? I don't know exactly anymore. I can't remember. And by that, I would have created more of it. Instead, I've created the opposite of it. And yes, maybe in some way it hasn't showed up yet, but it has showed up in my experience, in my feelings, and that's really more important than anything else at this point. Because without the feeling that I'm getting of those 3.6 million, the 3.6 million would become kind of useless. They would not bring me happiness. What I'm doing right now and the feelings I'm developing with them and how I'm changing my life with those 3.6 million, that's what's going to make them special when they arrive, and they will arrive. It's like there's no doubt about that. I feel them more every day. Needless to say, what I've done then is I've added to my life and allowed something else to be removed. So now, as I stand here, I have no negative feelings about that stove, and I can't remember any negative feelings. Now, I realized there were some because I changed them, and if I didn't remember that there were some, I wouldn't be able to say this, but I can't tell you exactly what they were. You know, it's not there anymore. I remember them, but I don't remember them. In other words, you know, I know they were there, but I can't tell you anything about them. That's been removed. And shortly, probably if I didn't do this recording, the entire incident would probably be erased. But because I've done this recording and held on to it to do this recording, it's still stuck here, which is okay. I mean, as soon as I'm done this, it's going to be forgotten anyway. Because I'm going to go towards putting more in my life rather than trying to remove it. So again, when I work on the 3.6 million in the morning, I do this every morning, I play around with it in the afternoon, evening, during the day, here and there also. But the main strength of feeling I get in the morning, that has to be done. Without that, I notice I lose the intensity of it. So I have to bring about the intensity first thing in the morning and be just on my 3.6 million. Once I have that very strong feeling, then I have something to play with throughout the day. And like I said, very simple. Just forget the stuff in your life. Well, you won't forget because there's some things in your life probably very hurtful, scary, whatever. just, in a sense, don't try to remove them, don't try to do anything, don't try to change them. Just change your focus to something else and let them on their own evaporate as they lose your attention. Now, there are many things in our lives that have nothing to do with anyone else, and no one else knows about, in a sense, or even pays attention to. These things, when we take our attention from them, will begin to vanish, because they're receiving no energy from anyone. So they will just vanish. But before they do, they'll jump up like little kids or something and go, hey, I'm over here, don't forget about me. Don't forget about me. Don't you realize this makes you very angry? Doesn't this make you very scared? Don't forget about me. They'll do that. I notice that that's happening less and less. You know, it doesn't seem to have the strength anymore. My mind is becoming more focused. Very happily, very naturally more focused. Because rather than trying to remove what I don't want to think about, I'm just adding what I do want to think about. I just keep adding. If I'm sitting there thinking about something upsetting, well, then I add something new to my life. And I go, remember the house that you're buying on that island on the waterfront with the 10 acres, the swimming pool, the go-kart track you're going to build? Just exactly how wide are you building that go-kart track? You should work that out, because the guys are coming to help you out next week. Oh yeah, I gotta think about that. How long do I make that go-kart track? Hey, I haven't even ordered the go-karts yet. Maybe I should look on the internet and see and choose the type of go-kart I want, how wide it is, and so forth, and that will let me know what kind of track and how do I make it. A dirt track, sand track? Does it have to be pavement? I don't know. See, now I'm adding something else to my life. I'm giving something else energy. Well, it's something I want and like and will have. Hope this makes sense. I think it did.